Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, Kerrville officials are surprised by the garden crowds?
Yes, sir, Roy. We're getting over 100,000 people a year that are coming to the garden now, and this has now happened for 3 or 4 years, I think, and that we passed the 100,000 mark. But that's getting the attention of the Visitors Bureau, the Convention Visitors Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, city officials, and, they kind of wondered what we were doing on that mountain. But now it's blessing everybody, and
it's kind of like the 5,000-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Sooner or later, you got to notice that sucker.
Whether you believe it or not, you like the benefits of the tourism that comes. If you own a restaurant or you own a motel or a gas station, the garden is blessing people. And so we're just, that's not why we necessarily built the garden to make money for merchants, but we're so glad that it is because we're just trying to lift up Christ. And in the process, our community is being blessed, and we're just glad to do that.
Every week we have a miracle of the week. What's that miracle this week?
Well, I'll mention one more from our Easter. We had incredible Easter two-day event, Saturday resurrection celebration, Sunday morning sunrise service. And we had healings, we had salvations, we had baptisms in the Spirit, water baptisms, signs and wonders, the glory to us. Even people said they saw angel orbs. But one of the things that was profound to me is this year we had on Saturday, instead of having the pastors in town speak between the worship teams and the music, we invited people that had been touched by Jesus and up there at the garden and up at the cross. And so we just had incredible testimonies about sexual abuse, alcoholism, drug abuse, gang violence, rape, incest, just people that were just had the worst things happen to them in their life, and they come up to that cross and they got touched, they got healed, they got set free. And it was just a blessing to me to see when those people that were brave enough to share how Jesus had helped them, they then prayed for the audience. And every single time there were people that had similar experiences, and God set them free. And this is the kind of stuff you go to psychiatrists for 20 years to solve. And God was doing it in an instant.
Those
people
miracles.
Were forgiving.
Miracles.
And setting them free emotionally. And we also had the physical healing.
You know,
too.
Listening to this now as you discuss it is one thing, but I was there as you were, and when you hear these people speak, and some of these folks we know,
yep.
We know some of these people, and when you hear them share these stories and you know what they've become in their life today, it is a miracle.
Yes.
Because where they were from, you look at your own life and how you had compared to them, a privileged background,
right.
And you see how they were brought up and see who they are today and what their lives are like and the things that happen. It can't be anything but a miracle.
Right. So
and you're right.
No
psychiatrists
matter,
have worked with people for 20 years and can't accomplish that.
No,
so miracles do happen.
Right.
There.
So folks listening, and if you've been battling stuff your whole life and going to counselors and doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists and that hadn't helped, go to Jesus.
Right.
You know, because he can set you free by forgiving the ones that have hurt you and praying. Jesus really can heal anything.
And the good thing about at the cross, it's very reasonable, free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just go
and
up
the
there.
The prayers are in the cross. People pray those prayers
out.
And they get free, healed and set
right.
free. And
God doesn't send them a bill.
Addiction, even smoking one that we got now is telling us 4 days now he's been without cigarettes, you know, after praying. And so God can do anything.
Listen, Barbara Anderson is back with us this week. If you don't mind, Max, reintroduce her to our audience.
Sure. Well, Sherry and I have a great friend named Barbara Anderson, and a beautiful lady, and got a pretty good husband that we like named Jeff, and he's here with us. And she's just been doing all kind of things for the Lord for her lifetime, and has got a beautiful family and kids and grandkids and serving the Lord, and we're just honored that she's back, and we want to hear from you, Barbara, and tell us a little bit about your life and who you are and what you've done and what you were like before you met Jesus.
Okay, I am a wife to Jeff. I am a mother of 3 grown sons, grandmother of 6. I'm a daughter, a sister, and caregiver to my 98-year-old mom.
Wow.
So God has got me in the caregiving mode right now and serving others because I feel a real need and responsibility to serve my family.
Wow. And what's your educational background?
Oh, I have a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education. And when Jeff and I first married, I did teach. But then we moved to San Antonio, and there was a glut in the market. I could not find a school to teach at. And so I started doing office work and spent a lot of years doing that where I could help Jeff. He was just starting out in his business and in the finance business, brokerage business. So one of us had to be making some kind of an income.
And that was you.
That's me. So I did whatever I could find and whatever I felt like I needed to be doing at the time.
Barbara, have you always served God in your life?
No, I have not. I spent a lot of years going to church. I was brought up in the church. Jeff and I would go to church everywhere. We moved, we would find a church and go to. But I had never taken that next step of committing my life to Christ. And I was asked by our 2 older boys were leaders in the youth group while we lived in Kansas City. And one of them was going on a mission trip that summer, and one of the leaders had to cancel. And so they asked me if I would come and go as a chaperone on this mission trip to the interior of Mexico in Galeano, Mexico. And so I was so excited. I don't know why I was so excited to go, but God must have put this in my heart that I was very excited to go. And I think I thought that I was going to be able to spend more time with my son, our middle son, because he was going on that. But as it turned out, he was usually with his friends or his girlfriend. But God had another purpose for me. One evening at the chapel service at the mission, after we'd been out all day doing Bible studies with these little villages where a lot of the people had no electricity or running water, they would sweep out the dirt floor with their little huts. And God really got a hold of me. And during that worship service, I committed my life to him. And as a result of that, I came home. I could not get enough of God. I wanted to participate in every Bible study I could find. I was reading the Word. I was doing 3 or 4 Bible studies a week. I created a Bible study for moms of the youth group. A lot of these ladies didn't know the Lord either.
How old were you then?
I guess I was in my mid-40s. So it was 1996 when I asked the Lord to come
into
my life. So
let me guess if I heard you right. Okay, so you go on a mission trip with your church, except you don't have your own personal relationship with Christ yet.
Right.
You're actually...
But I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you were doing some religious stuff.
I was doing stuff.
And thinking that was it. Mm-hmm. And then you had the encounter with Christ, the living Christ.
That's right.
And that, what changed after that?
Oh, everything changed. One thing I know is that I used to have a bit of a temper. God has settled me down about that.
A bit of a temper? Just a little bit?
And I'm not so high strung. I'm more patient. All these things that you need to be if you're a wife and a mother. And, you know.
Jeff's over there shaking his head and saying, yeah, this, the new one is better.
Like, yes, much better. another thing, every evening I would, in the past, I would like to have my cocktails in the evenings, but with I had this passion to serve the Lord, I just wanted to be reading
that
the Bible.
Fell off. So
it fell off.
So the alcohol just fell off.
He just took it away and focused me in on
him.
Learning about him, yeah, and growing in my faith.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Bill, let me ask you a question. In your mind, do you believe that Christ can change anybody?
He can change anybody. The only thing is you have to be willing and make that choice because he's not going to force you into anything. But if you're willing and you have an open heart, he'll do whatever you ask him to do. It may take a while, but...
We've had all kind of guests on this radio show, Roy. You know, they've been in crime, been in drugs, been in everything. Terrible. But here we got a different story. We got somebody that's living a pretty good life, got a great family, going to church, but
thinks that she's doing what she's supposed
to.
Yeah,
and just touching the bases, but living the life. Mm-hmm. And then she finds out that it's actually more than religion. It's more than church. It's more than just doing the stuff.
It's another dimension.
God through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, and now that's changed everything. And all the former things of the world have dropped away, and now they're pursuing, and Barbara's pursuing Christ with her
full
heart.
You know, that's real important, too, because I'm sure there's some of the folks that are listening to us right now that fit in that category because they think, this is where it's at, this is what's going on, but they haven't had that experience yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get that experience, then it's going to change everything, and for the better.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Right.
And one of the places they can knock on the door and find that is at the Cross in Kerrville.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. And as tour guide chaplains, when we pray with people, we try to find out if they have that relationship with Christ before we get into the praying, because it's good to know that if you're on the same
page. And you got to find out real quick, because a lot of people are going to all kinds of churches. But that don't mean they have a relationship, personal relationship, the born-again relationship, which is what is required to get to heaven. And so
it's not going to church.
Yeah, it is not going to church or being water baptized or doing a catechism or doing a Baptist prayer. You know, it is that relationship with a person who died on a cross 2,000 years ago. And he comes into you in a powerful way when you simply invite him. And that's what Barbara did. And that changed everything from dry religion to a relationship with the most exciting person in the universe. And then fruit that comes out of your life because she is blessed. Thousands of people, and Jeff has too, because now they're plugged in to the root. Jesus is the root, and we're the branches, and we're supposed to produce good fruit.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, it all gets down to this. What is it that you would like our radio listeners to know?
I would just like to remind them to think and to pray to see if they have that relationship with Christ. Don't be like me and waste all those years doing church, but not really having a relationship where you can grow and mature. And I mean, life is just so much more exciting when you have God and the Holy Spirit in your life. I mean, it means so much. And I was in my 40s when I gave my life to Christ. Don't do that. You know, do it now.
Today, we're going to have a prayer on the radio show here in just a few minutes.
Good.
And just pray with us, and Christ can come into your life, the person.
That's right.
Well, Barbara Anderson, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, and thank you for your service to the cross. And we'd like to use this as a testimony for others that are listening that it's never too late to get involved. And if you'd like to get involved with us at the cross and maybe support it in some way financially or just volunteer your effort, Max, how do they do that? And you have any closing comments?
Yeah, well, in the way of closing comments, Roy, there's a lot of good people going to hell. Okay, sorry, but that's newsflash. There's a lot of good people going to hell. It's not about how good you are or how good I am. It's about that relationship with Jesus Christ and asking him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. He makes you a new creation. But we can't do enough good stuff to get into heaven because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that's why Jesus came. And so it's that as simple as it is, and that's why a little child can receive Christ like I did at age 7, is you just invite him in and say, I want you, Jesus, and we're going to pray that prayer in just a minute. As far as the Coming King Foundation, just come tour the garden if you want to online at thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we have video and audio and pictures. And it's just a blessing. But come in person, too. We're open 365 days a year.
You want to do your prayer?
It's at the end of the show, Roy.
Okay. Well, website again, how people can reach us?
Okay, it's www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And I just, you know, want to encourage everybody, get the real thing. Don't just get, you know, a taste of religion. That'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Get the life that comes through Jesus Christ.
Jeff and Barbara Anderson, thanks again for being with us. Max and Sherry Greiner, thank you. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thank you for spending the time with us this Saturday morning, and I have some more comments for you, and I'm always happy to share these with you. If you ever have one or want to mail us one, you just please send it in because I will read it. My first one for today, the name is withheld. It's from an 11-year-old girl. I found this place amazing and wonderful. I am 11 years old. I have had many rough times. My parents split when I was 2, but they are both married to amazing people. I've been praying for my mom and stepmom and stepdad to quit smoking. It doesn't do much, but it helps, I can tell. Also, I get teased and bullied at school. It's rough. I've been to counseling several times. It doesn't help. But I know God is helping every way he can, and I'm thankful for that. This place helps me a lot. This was my first time coming. I enjoyed it. I like to pour my heart out here. And I met Blair Guidry, a tour guide chaplain. He's nice and funny. He helped me too. Thanks for reading. And again, that name was withheld, and she came from Missouri. Okay, the next one is from a tour guide chaplain whose name is Lowell Knox. And here's what Lowell said. There is a great revival coming at the cross. Greater things will happen at this garden than on the mission field. This is the greater outpouring spoken of in the book of Joel. A great revival and a great falling away will happen. People who have never been used by God before will be used in the garden. Big names will turn away. You will see a great revival at the garden, and the new video cameras will record it. I believe something so big is about to happen at the cross, so big beyond your imagination. It's going to happen, and that's why so many people are coming here. And two of our beloved tour guide chaplains, Debbie and Randy Schott, who moved to Tennessee, wrote this in to us. And Debbie says, Randy and I felt the Lord pressing us to give to the Coming King Foundation. We surely miss you in that special place. We have told many about the Sculpture Prayer Garden, as it is such a special place. We met there, we dated there, we married there, and we got water baptized there together. We wish we were closer, but so glad we can log on to the Coming King Foundation website and see that beautiful cross. Hugs and many blessings, Debbie and Randy Schott. And my next one says, a holy place. This holy garden is fantastic. Very beautiful place with well-done sculptures and a large cross. As I walked the area, I felt all my tensions and problems disappear and a calm came over me. Would like to have stayed longer. They are continually improving the area, and I will definitely visit again. This came in from Tim, and he's from Crane, Texas. And Cynthia Solis of San Antonio, Texas said, we had never heard of the Sculpture Garden until last year. We were touched, and we tell people about it all the time. We have visited twice and plan to make it an annual visit. And my last one is from Ruby Hernandez, and she visited from Corpus Christi, Texas. And she says, this is a very special spiritual place, It has touched my hearts of my family very much. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in again with us. And bye until next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.